Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The right fielder, Norm Miller. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kurt Palfrey. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny LeMaster. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Denny LeMaster. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Morgan moves to second. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Morgan steals third. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke takes first base on ball four. Wynn moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palfrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards is walked intentionally. Denny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Charles reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Jones moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Charles tags and moves to third. Swoboda tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Charles strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Denny LeMaster. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Edwards scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Morgan moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Palfari hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Menke moves to second. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu is 0-for-2 in the game. Alu hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis bunts towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones is walked intentionally. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Dooley Womack. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.